How tough was that to see what happened with Kimbrel and how it just didn't work out?
Yeah, tough day. So much respect. We have so much respect for Craig and his career and what he's done for the game, how long he's pitched, how long he's pitched well. And so it's never easy to say goodbye to somebody that's done a lot for, a heck of a first half for us, helped us win a ton of games. He's an amazing teammate. He's incredible in the clubhouse and just a class act. And so, not easy day.
When did you guys realize that he was not salvageable?
I just think we're talking about our roster and our players on a nightly basis. So sometimes those decisions come, takes a few days. Sometimes it's longer, it's depending on the situation and the player and kind of where we are roster-wise. We discuss everything every day.
Is for you and between him in the first half and him in the second that allowed this kind of slide?
I just think he never got rolling in the second half. He had that one reset in the first half, and then that really helped him and got on a 2-month, had a lot of success for 2 months and was closing out, pitching in close games and doing a great job for us. And then right at the end of the first half, the game here against New York, that was a struggle, and just kind of never got rolling after the All-Star break after that.
Because you had success when he had that first slide and getting him back on track, did you think in July that you would be able to have the same success? And then maybe when did you realize, hey, this might not work out?
I was hoping, it wasn't fair, honestly, last night. I haven't pitched him in a week and expect the guy to go out there and, get 3 quick outs after not pitching for 7 days. That's putting someone in a tough spot. So I tried to give him some low leverage spots. I pitched him in a couple of tie games when we had other guys down those days. And it seemed like when there was runners on base, a tough time kind of getting through the inning or not allowing their run to score. And, unfortunately, I never got him on a roll the second half.
You've had to let a lot of players go over the years. It's part of the business. But when somebody has this kind of a career and, this kind of a resume, how hard was it for you to do that?
It's hard. As I have so much respect for major league players and guys that have he's a Hall of Famer for me. And so to have that conversation about this is the time, that's never easy. And Craig's done some amazing things in his career, and to be able to pitch in the innings he's pitched for that long and that type of pressure, there's only a handful of guys that's been able to do that. And so I have a ton of respect for that.
With Craig being brought in to replace Felix, how much have you kind of realized how much you miss having Bautista back there as somebody who you can almost set it, forget it, have him in the ninth?
Well, Felix's what Felix did last year and plus that's not normal. That's what Class A is doing. There's only so many guys that are in the league that have been in the league that can have that type of impact late in the game. Felix was pitching the ninth and then going back out for the 10th and tie games on the road and it was game over. That's not normal. And that was a luxury. We won a lot of games because of that. And, so I wasn't expecting Craig. I just wanted Craig to be himself. I wasn't trying to replace Bautista. I want him to do the best job he could at the end of the game.
Sir Anthony's been in that closer's role for you for a bit, and he's had some success. What's your confidence in him moving forward now that it seems like it's going to be his job?
Yeah, and that wasn't, when we got him in the trade, it wasn't the next day we're saying, Sir Anthony's going to be the closer now. It was more of need at that point because because Craig was struggling a little bit, and I think Sir Anthony pitched a couple of seventh or eighth innings when we first got here and looked good. And so we're looking for guys to be able to pitch at the end of the game and searching a little bit. And, you know, he's done a nice job. He's given up some solo homers, but, you know, in a couple of tie games on the road. But for the most part, done a really good job. And, I mean, he's tough to hit, so you take your chance.
I know you can only deal with manage the guys you got back there, and he has had some success. Is it difficult, though, having a closer whose platoon splits are what they are? He does struggle a lot more against lefties than he does against righties. Is that a challenge for you, and is it a consideration at all moving forward once you do get Danny back to maybe with you got Perez, you got Danny, to maybe look at those guys in the ninth if there is a lefty?
I think options will be open. We're trying to win games right now, so whoever is getting that last out, you know, Sir Anthony's done a great job. Danny hasn't pitched in a couple months. And so, you know, I'm hoping that Danny's Danny, but you kind of never know. Just like these other guys that are coming back, we hope that they're going to pick up where Ramon's going to pick up where he left off. We don't know that for sure. And same with Westy and Mountie also. So I think everything's on the table right now. We're just going to try to win as many games as we can, from now until the end of the year.
The clubhouse kind of dealt with as much movement as there has been, be it injuries, you know, trades, DFAs.
Yeah.
How they kind of dealt?
I think good. I haven't sensed any. I think whenever there's a teammate, you know, someone that you're sharing a locker with next to you for a while, I think whenever there's movement, I think that especially for young players, it's always a little bit of a. Shock's not the right word, but it's because everybody's used to guys getting hurt and roster changing. But it's a little sad because you're grinding it out with somebody for a while and all of a sudden they're gone. I think our guys know that it's been a tough stretch. We're missing some guys. But that's not an excuse. Honestly, there's other teams that are missing people too, and you have to try to step up the best you possibly can. I think at times we're probably trying to step up too much, and that's been part of the issue, and it rolls a little bit. So hopefully we can just relax these last 10 plus games and play good baseball.
We just got the news that Westberg and Ramon are going out on rehab assignments tomorrow. Mm-hmm. How encouraging is that to potentially get those guys back before the end of the race?
Yeah, I hope it goes well. Yeah, I'm excited that they're going back. They're going out. They're going to play tomorrow. Mountie's not that far away either. So, but like I said, they haven't. You know, Westy hasn't played in a while. Ramon less amount of time. So it's going to be about at bats for those guys. But I'm encouraged that they're going out.
Selby being here, what prompted that?
He's on taxi in case we had to make a pitching move.
So then Baker back up here, and obviously you have Bowman and Burge Smith. Does that put a little bit more pressure on those guys now in the bullpen with the state of what it's looking like?
No, I think we're in pretty good shape bullpen wise. Yenny was down a few days. And I didn't want to let the Tigers know that, but Yenny was down a few days and. He's feeling way better. So he was available last night, and he's available tonight. So I think we're in good shape bullpen-wise.
We haven't seen the lineup yet today, but Soto's started at second over Jackson the past couple days.
You haven't seen the lineup yet?
I don't think
so. Is it a secret? No. Jackson's playing, yeah.
Right, never mind that.
Yeah.
Brandon, fans and maybe even the media to a certain extent see the team when they play the games. And they see a level of passion or emotion, or they don't see that if something's going wrong. And sometimes they analyze that, not knowing behind the scenes what may be happening. In terms of that emotion the team is showing, or someone speaking up, or trying to fire up the team, is some of that happening that is out of the eye of the media and fans?
Yeah, I think publicly you only see a real small glimpse. You only see what's on TV, or you only see, if you're at the game, what's happening on the field. But there's so many things happening from 1 o'clock to 6:35, whether it be hitters meetings, players meetings, guys staying loose certain different ways, a lot of conversations. So, you know, when you go out and you play a game like you did last night, it looks you're facing Blake Snell, who's lights out, and throwing changeups to Gunnar Henderson, which he hasn't thrown in 6 years, and doing things that was rewatching that game. I mean, that was as good a six innings, honestly, as you could possibly pitch. And the command of 3 to 4 plus pitches, it's going to be hard for anybody to hit. So we just got flat out beat last night. And when you look like that and you get beat like that, even though it's a 4-0 game, you know, mid to late, it looks like the team's down. That's not the case at all. It was just we faced a really, really good starting pitcher that beat us last night. Now, we have to play better. And we haven't played well for a few months. We haven't had any consistent runs, but we have a lot of talent in there and ability. And I think our guys still believe that they could finish the season strong.
Is that fire and passion needed at a time like this? Are you seeing it?
I think you take the temperature of the team, and whether it's a team meeting is needed because of lack of effort. A team meeting is needed because of a boost. All those type of things are, you weigh that on a daily basis.